I only ask you to bear in mind. I only ask you to bear in mind that this creature, Burke, is on trial, charged with the most brutal murder ever committed in this county. The most brutal it has ever been my duty to present to a jury. Now, I'm not going to keep you much longer. But, you know, whenever possible, I prefer to present my cases.
The perspiring prosecutor loosened his tie and continued his summation. His voice rose and fell like an old-fashioned Shakespearean actor's. Burke's skin itched. The little courtroom, sweltering and airless in the July heat, had taken on the unreal blur of something experienced in a nightmare, or seen through the walls of an aquarium. He knew now that he would hang. Biotech, the new soap and pre-wash powder, presents Beyond Midnight by Michael McKay.
Just soak in Biotech. Just soak in Biotech. Just soak in Biotech.
If you have wondered how to get your washing really stain-free, understand this. Biotech removes the stains and dirt washing won't.
Just soak in Biotech.
Stains, grass stains, tiresome color and cup stains, ingrained dirt, soil and grime. Out they all come, and you don't stir a finger.
Just soak in Biotech.
Biotech with natural enzymes is the pre-wash powder with the most enzymes to give you extra pre-wash power. Absolutely no rubbing, no color loss, no fabric wear. Use it for cottons, silks, woolens, synthetics. Use it to make new again. Soaking in Biotech removes the stains and dirt that washing won't.
Just soak in Biotech.
The prosecutor had presented him as a ravening beast. A local by the name of Prof. Lemoyne had been appointed his lawyer, but whatever interest Prof. had been able to work up was lost when his client refused to plead guilty and throw himself on the mercy of the court.
Why not throw me in a cage of lions? Anyway, I never killed anybody.
So, they got swearing witnesses and circumstantial evidence. That poor girl was local, unloved. You're an outsider, and they gotta hang somebody. Only chance you got is to plead for mercy, loud and strong.
The offense narration emphasized that there have been no testimony by any witness who had seen the crime committed. Now, folks, do you see anything peculiar in that? The next thing, they'll expect killers to perform their monstrous deeds right on television.
Court adjourned till morning. Or until such time as that blasted air conditioner is repaired.
But, Your Honor, I'm smack in the middle of my big speech.
It will have greater dimension delivered in the proper climate.
And the judge looked across at Burke with a kind of smile. Burke had seen a similar expression on the face of a tiger about to be fed.
Wake up, Pop. It's beer time.
Off you go. Come on, move, son.
Thanks for your help, Pop. For all the lawyers in this world.
Come on, son, move. Not so much yapping.
Sheriff?
Yes, Davy?
I got a lock at the prisoner now. You coming with me?
Go ahead.
Ain't you coming along, Sheriff?
Presently.
You ain't staying locked up in here with him.
Doesn't look too good, Mr. Burke. I'd better have a private talk with him, sort of prepare him for the worst, just in case.
You're too good to him. You treat mad dogs as if they was human.
Go have yourself a beer, Davy.
Well, it'll be here.
Go have a beer. I was sheriff when you were knee-high to a pony. Guess I can handle whatever comes up.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. They call him Davy. Claims to be a direct descendant of Davy Crockett.
Well, what's he take me for? A hungry grizzly?
Well, like he said, you're a mad dog killer to him.
Is that what you think, Sheriff?
Nope. You may even be innocent. If you're guilty, you're not getting a fair trial. You're not getting a trial at all. You don't want to hang, do you?
I'd rather not.
They intend for you to hang. Old B-Decker's a hanging judge. They decided on a first-degree murder conviction before the trial. B-Decker's never recommended mercy yet, in court or out.
Well, and that's how it's been looking to me.
That's how it is, Mr. Burke. They gotta have a handgun. They never pick a local boy if they could help it.
I don't have a chance, do I?
Not in the courtroom.
But I'm innocent.
You may be. But even if he was guilty and got a fair trial, I don't like hanging a man.
You do?
Part of my job. County's too poor to hire a professional. I have to spring the traps, Mr. Burke. I've been sheriff here quite a bit, and I've hanged quite a few. Old B-Decker's gonna tell me to hang you. But I ain't going to do it.
You're not?
Nope.
Then who is?
Nobody. If I can help it.
But Sheriff, what...
Hold it. Here.
What's that?
The sheriff opened the package. It contained 6 hacksaw blades.
What's the gag?
Put them under your mattress.
Huh?
Go on. Cigar? Look at the bars, Mr. Burke. Soft iron. Probably saw through both those bars in about 3 hours. Davy won't be back. He gets a brew under his belt. He's gone for the night. Saw through the bottom. It was the bottom a little, and they fall right out of that upper frame like B-Decker's teeth when he yelled too loud. Rotten wood, Mr. Burke. Rotten, like this whole town.
I don't believe I understand.
Simple. I'm sick of hanging him. I'm retiring in a month. Don't want another on my conscience at this late date. You ever see a man hang? I mean, up close?
No.
You don't read about it in the papers. They don't make movies out of it. They show it step by step on television. You think you're an expert with some practice, but you can never figure it right. Supposed to break their necks, you know, not strangle them to death, but you can never figure it just right. Sometimes rope's too short, they strangle. Takes them a long time to go. Then, if the rope's too long for the weight, it looks worse. Last one I sent up through the trap, his head...
Well, can do with that detail thing.
Yeah, sure. Everybody ought to be spared the details, Mr. Burke. Let the hangman do it. It's easy to say a man can get out of something if he doesn't like it, but it's never so easy once you're in it. I wanted to be sheriff, and I ended up hanging him. I wanted to quit. Do you know what stopped me from quitting? My wife. Was Laura always made me go on and hang just one more, then another, and after that... You see, for every hanging, I got a bonus. Laura likes her spending money. Besides, if I didn't hang him, I couldn't be sheriff. Laura always liked being sheriff's wife. I know what it feels like to be in jail, Mr. Burke. I've been in one all my life. You paint pictures, don't you, Mr. Burke?
Well, why I came down here. And I ran out of gas, couldn't afford to buy any. That's why I didn't have the money to hire a lawyer. I'm a painter.
Nobody with real money was ever executed in this county, Mr. Burke. It's another thing. Some of the ones we hang are innocent. That don't make a man sleep no better.
You really want me to try throwing my way out of here tonight?
Less than you want to hang. I don't want to do it.
What chance I got after I start running?
A very good chance, or I wouldn't be springing you. I don't want you to get caught and brought back, so I'd have to hang you. I got an escape route all worked out for you, Mr. Burke. You'll go through the swamp and stay over at my hunting lodge a day or so. Then I'll drive you to the state line in my truck.
Your house?
I guess the last place they'd look for you is at the sheriff's house.
I guess that's right.
I'll get these directions straight, Mr. Burke. You get off the trail at night, you're a goner. They'll get Abe's coon dogs on you and you're as good as hanged.
Burke listened carefully to the directions. And then the sheriff wished him luck, went out, and locked the jail room door. Burke's nightmare had begun.
I feel like a new man. It's an ugly day today.
I thought you had flu.
I took a grandpa headache powder, and I'm well better.
When colds and flu are about, grandpa headache powders are what you need. Grandpa headache powders work fast because they dissolve almost immediately. Grandpa makes all those dreadful flu symptoms disappear quickly. So, whenever you're in pain, get fast relief. Get grandpa headache powder.
Ah, grandpa.
Just soak in biotech.
Stains, grass stains, collar and cuff stains, ingrained dirt, soil and grime. Out they come and you don't stir a finger.
Just soak in Biotex.
Biotex with natural enzymes is the pre-wash powder with the most enzymes to give you extra pre-wash power. Absolutely no rubbing, no color loss, no fabric wear. Soaking in Biotex removes the stains and dirt that washing won't.
Just soak in Biotex.
He set to work to pry the last bar loose. When the bar was at last out, he was more tired than he had ever been. He was dripping sweat and the blood had caked over his arm. He began the task of squeezing himself through the gap. Jagged edges of the severed bars slashed along the length of his squirming chest and belly. And then, after 100 years, he was out and free. Outside, he got to his feet and ran. He felt stronger as he ran away from the jail and into an opening sense of freedom. He had never thought of freedom before, had always taken it for granted. He didn't really think much about it now, except to realize how much a man will do to get his freedom back. He ran south. He ran south until he reached the bayou road that paralleled the swamp in an east and west direction. He ran through an open turnip field and went through the swamp. The sheriff's directions were constant always in his mind. It was the first time in years he had remembered he had ever been a Boy Scout. He found the Big Dipper and the North Star, and he kept heading south. Floundered deeper into the swampland. He thought of rattlesnakes and moccasins. He thought of alligators, too, garfish and leeches. But he could do nothing about any of these. All he had to do was to keep moving. This he did, moving. Away from a hanging. And then he found the boat. Followed the sheriff's instructions faithfully, recognizing a particularly striking lichen-covered tree growing out of the black swamp water, here a tree twisted like a letter O, there a part of the bank, which ended at the water's edge with an outcropping of 3 boulders, like swollen fingers. At last, he reached the basin where the black water lay, shining under the light of the moon. A board announced the way to the sheriff's lodge. A lantern. Burke followed the way the board pointed. Thank you.
This is the place. Had to be place. Sheriff. The place. Lights on. Must be somebody. Home.
The building was bleached white in the hard, cruel moon glow. The roof was palm thatched.
Bad.
Don't feel so bad.
He looked across at the sheriff, who was dressed in a t-shirt, slacks, and house slippers. Then he glanced sideways and saw the body. A woman. She'd been fat, very fat. There was hardly anything left of what had once been the face of the sheriff's wife.
Laura.
A body. Of a woman, fat. That was all Burke would ever know about her. A poker lay nearby on the wooden floor, and as bad as Burke felt, something inside him turned to ice.
My wife. Remember what I told you about Laura?
It was then that Burke noticed the sheriff held a revolver in his right hand. He dialed with his left.
What is... I mean, I don't understand, Sheriff.
You can kennel those hound dogs of yours. The killer turned up here. That's right. Burke. Yeah, I was out doing some night fishing, and when I got back, he was here. Yeah, my wife, Laura, was here, and he got her. He killed her. I figure somebody told him how to find my place, and I figure maybe he intended to hold up here and use one of us as a hostage. When he saw Laura, I guess he couldn't contain himself.
At this moment, Burke took a tentative step forward, but the revolver waved him back silently.
No. You can take your time getting here. No, he won't cause no more trouble. I took care of that. I saved the county a little money.
The sheriff sat, crossed his legs, and pointed the revolver halfway across the room at Burke.
Mr. Burke, and you got me out. We're even.
No, you... Listen, you can't, I mean...
They were going to hang you anyway, Mr. Burke. And this is much easier, it really is. I ought to know how much better it is. I mean, quick and clean this way. And like I said, I'd never hang another man. Guilty, boy.
Biotech. Just so. in biotech. Just soak in biotech.
If you have wondered how to get your washing really stain-free, understand this. Biotech removes the stains and dirt washing with.
Just soak in biotech.
Stains, grass stains, tiresome collar and cuff stains, ingrained dirt, soil and grime. Out they all come, and you don't stir a finger.
Just soak in biotech.
Biotech with natural enzymes is the pre-wash powder with the most enzymes to give you extra pre-wash power. Absolutely no rubbing, no color loss, no fabric wear. Use it for cotton, silks, woolens, synthetics. Use it to make you again. Soaking in biotech removes the stains and dirt, but washing won't.
Just soak in biotech.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Perhaps enjoyed isn't quite the word. At least we hope you felt it absolutely necessary to find out what happened. It's a strange world we live in. That's a truism I know, often quoted, but like all truisms, difficult to withhold. Next week, something quite different. The story of Mrs. Smith. Yes, I did say Smith. Two S. It was not until the third morning of Mark's visit to the rectory that he noticed anything peculiar about Mrs. Smith, the housekeeper. She was strikingly beautiful, certainly, but there was something else, too. The happenings of that summer are still unexplained. 3 summer weeks Mark decided to spend at Little Haverthatch. On the third day, the mystery of Mrs. Smith began, and the events did not reach their strange, eerie conclusion until 20 days had passed. And on that 20th day, it was long beyond midnight. Mrs. Smith, Beyond Midnight, a week from tonight.
Beyond Midnight is presented every Friday night at 9:30 by Biotech, the new soak and pre-wash powder. The program is adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe.